Andrew Goodman is the founder and principal of The Happy Tea Man, a Bellevue, Washington-based tea education and consulting brand. As a tea educator, consultant, and photographer, he specializes in creating immersive, visually engaging tea experiences. Andrew is a dedicated volunteer and organizer of the Northwest Tea Festival, helping shape one of the region's most celebrated tea events. A lifelong tea lover, he attended the inaugural edition of the Northwest Tea Festival and has been involved ever since. He is a graduate of City University of New York, Hunter College, and retired following a career in beverage sales and marketing. Welcome to the podcast, Andrew. Nearly two decades after the founder's successful start, how are you maintaining enthusiasm for the event and reaffirming the festival's original mission?
I've been involved with the Tea Festival pretty much since its beginning, first as an attendee, and then as a volunteer, and then working with different committees, social media, etc., programming. Our guiding mission is education and bringing people together around tea, learning all the aspects of tea. Where is it grown? How is it processed? What is the history in that area? How is it different from other areas? It is a tour. It's a worldwide tour, and it's a worldwide learning tour. And, you know, we have two audiences, the vendors and the attendees, and I want to keep them both happy and wanting to come back. And the interaction with that special tasting cup and that moment when you first put that cup to your lips and you get that, ah, that's right. That's right. That's why I love it. You know, tea changes all the time. The Tea Kuan Yin I drank 30, 40 years ago is different than the Tea Kuan Yin I drink today. Tea is ongoing. It's growing. Tea is always offering something new for your palate. My interest for over 50 years has been learning about tea personally, and it really kind of came together. So everything I do has the guiding principle of we're bringing people together with tea. We're making information available to people and whetting their appetite to learn more. So whether it's our selection of vendors, our selection of people preparing tea at the tea bar, everything is about learning about this wonderful thing that we get from the Camellia sinensis plant. It's thousands of years old. It has generated tremendous profits. It has generated wars. It has made economies. It's a big, big deal. And it ends up in a little cup of tea that people love. They love to talk about tea. They love to get together with tea. Well, I build a question and answer period into every single presentation, workshop, or tea bar brewing hosting. I want an interaction to happen because that's the natural thing with tea. You sit around and talk. It's a conversational beverage. It's something that really brings out thoughts and passions that people love to express, and tea is kind of the universal lubricant for that.
Tell me a little bit about the location and the things that are happening at this year's event.
Well, we're at the Seattle Center now for the 15th year. We have actually outgrown two of the venues, and we're now in the largest hall. Seattle Center is kind of a center for the city and for the community, made famous by the World's Fair, of course. So it's a huge room, and we're able to accommodate a lot of tea lovers. We try to keep the flow going very, very well. Because of the size of the room, and we do limit the number of actual vendors we have, there's never really a crowd at any one table, and things flow very, very well. Doesn't matter if you're in the front of the room, the back of the room, there are people interested in what's there. There's also a tremendous diversity. We're fortunate that people have been coming for many, many years, some right local here in the greater Pacific Northwest, but others from all over. It's a reunion. It's a reunion of friends.
So who comes to these events? And tell me a little bit about the regulars. Who are the most loyal and most likely to show?
You know, I'm amazed by the people I see every year year after year after year. Tea is so universal. We're connected with some college clubs, and we have people of all ages. It's a really good mix. I don't have specific demographics. I think it's important we collect them. But the people who come with a passion, and they line up ahead of time. They want to get in there right away. They're very happy to be there. Some of them dress up. We get some people who come in costumes. We have everything from romantic period to steampunk. So people are really into it, and everybody comes with their own passion. And just as people are very different, the passion about tea is very, very different. They have some favorite booths. We usually get about 60, 70% retention in terms of vendors, maybe a little higher this year. So people know, I want to go taste Pu'er with him. I know they have the best oolongs from Taiwan. And I know I'm going to discover something new. There's always something new for people.
How does this year's program differ from previous years?
Well, for one thing, everything is free. You pay your admission and you come in, and all of the presentations, all of the workshops, all of the tea bar activities are free with admission. I wanted to really emphasize that. And what I try to do is get as diverse a selection as I possibly can to attract people. The tea bar is going to be having the finest teas from the high mountains in Yunnan, but there's also something called strange and unusual teas you never heard of. We're going to have fine matcha, and we're going to have someone discussing what are the different grades of ceremonial matcha. But we also have somebody talking about what will tea and tea look like in 2050 and 2075. And we also have someone talking about tea in the age of Jane Austen. You know, so we're going to be looking at traditional English style, and we're going to be looking at, well, what are we going to be drinking? What is the market going to have for us? It's important that we consider the future, and it's important that we focus on how are we going to bring people who are casual tea drinkers into the tent, and who are those people going to be? There are so many new things happening all the time. Flavored teas, milk teas, it's just an extension. Tea has always had things added to it, but it's crazy now what's going on. But what I like to say is they all have tea as a last name. Bubble tea, last name is tea. Milk tea, last name is tea. Once you're in that tent, we want you to see all the opportunities you have to move to the kind of specialty tea that we really focus on.
Andrew, will you tell us a little bit about the special events at this year's festival?
Well, this year we are partnering with a wonderful movie called Tea, the Drink That Changed the World, which is right within the comfort zone that I have for educating people about tea. It's a historical journey. It's a geographical journey. And it's accompanied with beautiful footage. It was produced by Christy Way, experienced filmmaker. And we're going to be doing a couple of special events around Chinese New Year, invite people to a special location in Seattle, and we'll be doing behind the scenes about the movie. We'll be doing brewing of the teas that we see in the movie. We'll talk about the teaware and the culture about the movie. We're also going to be bringing back a program that we used to have, which was a year-long program where people would do small tea tastings. This goes back about 10 years. We're going online. There's a great community on Zoom and other platforms like that, which meet with some regularity to discuss tea. And the plan is to make this into an ongoing educational endeavor. People from all over the world have shown an interest. From England, from China, from other parts of Europe, certainly the United States. And what we want to bring is a monthly visit to some expert in some area of Camellia sinensis tea, growing, processing, spreading the word. So we want to have a year-long, not just a festival, we want to have a year-long opportunity, and we're working on that. When the festival ends, a lot of that energy will go toward that. Have a couple of people that maybe we'll kick it off with. Stay tuned for more words. But I think this will make it kind of a year-long thing. And I'll tell you something. I'm going to partner with our local tea festivals. I'm in contact with Portland. I'm in contact with Chicago. I'm in contact with San Francisco. And maybe there'll be some synergy here where we can work together to bring this new educational opportunity to as many people as we can reach.
I'm excited about that. They just started a new festival called the Northeast Tea Festival in Boston. And I was privileged to be part of the Paris Tea Festival 4 weeks ago in Paris. And when Prague held their tea festival, the lines went around the block. It took half the day to get everybody in to enjoy the festivities. So it's a very good thing for tea to see folks get together and sample new styles of tea and meet the people who are involved in making the tea and marketing the tea. Tell me a little bit more about the tea bar.
Well, the tea bar, a special area at the tea festival for informal 15 to 1 hour sessions where people can get off their feet and sit for a very focused tasting. The tea bar was created by the wonderful Whatcom Tea Association. Laurie and Charles Dawson pioneered it. So we have some passionate people who are going to be hosting, and we have a very special event, which is called the Tea Pet Party. People are invited to bring their own tea pet, you know, little clay figurines that we like to put on our tea table and bathe with tea. Well, the Tea Pet Party invites people to bring their own tea pets, or we'll bring our, we have tea pets there too. And people will talk about tea, talk about all the accoutrements, all the beautiful things that go on a tea table, and how a tea pet can become very important.
I'm excited about that.
There was no limit. We put out word to people from the festival, people I knew, would you like to do a 45-minute hosting session? And we got a pretty good selection of people, young and old. And I invited them to bring whatever tea they wanted to discuss, or I would be happy to make the IT world or my teas available for them. So the diversity there is pretty strong. You know, we encourage people to talk about what they're passionate about. I didn't assign you do this, you do that, you do that. If you have an interest and you have a passion, that's what I want to give you a place to be able to discuss it and explore it with people.
So that's a nice more. That's a nice ending there. We'll just leave it right at that to explore with people. Now, is there anything that I've missed here that you want to emphasize?
Well, here's what I want to talk about.
Sure.
You know, the Tea Festival for 18 years, this is the 15th anniversary, but of course we were dark for 3 years for COVID. It's always been a volunteer organization. Right now, we have 12 people who are year-long volunteers, each with a specialty: ticketing, graphic art, facilities, you name it. And each of those people has been working for a while in that specific area that's part of the Tea Festival. That's how we get the 100 to 120 people who come to the festival for 2 days, give their time to help everything from ticket sales to vendors. Those volunteers are very important. And we encourage you, if you wish, to jump on our website. It's a really simple process. If you do a shift of 6 hours, you get admission, you get a cup, you get a bag, you get all kinds of goodies. And We have some student clubs, we have some schools, and we have a lot of regular people who come back all the time to volunteer. What I'm saying is without volunteers, this wouldn't happen. So we are grateful to them forever.